Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Zeit They Drove Old Dixie Down by The Trand, which is
a band.
Yeah, it's a band song reference.
I don't like slant rhymes, I'm going to be honest with you.
The Trand?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like I hear my AP literature teacher from high school taking points off for like a composition.
We said, I enjoyed
what
it.
Say about slant rhymes? Maybe it's my rapper mind, too. When I hear MCs, I'm like, slant rhyme.
Anyway. Good morning. Look at the valedictorian. Scared of the future while I hop in the DeLorean. That's the one that always bothered me.
Yeah.
I'm Jack. That's Miles. This is the show where we tell you what's trending here on Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
The Foo Fighters are trending. Not just because I said I wasn't that into them, but for other reasons.
Yeah. Because they've got a confession to make. You have to be vaccinated to get into their shows. And
what?
That was a big problem. They're doing a... Sorry, I'll keep burping. They're doing a full cap show at Madison Square Garden this weekend. And
really?
Or next weekend. It's one of these weekends. No, it's this weekend. It's Sunday.
Wow.
Madison MSG is having a full cap fucking Foo Fighter show. So to warm up, they did a show... like out in Agora Hills at the Canyon Club. And because they were like, yo, we're trying to have a full capacity show, but we want everyone vaccinated to come through. They had a ton of these anti-vaxxer protests out there, like holding up signs about being like, you know, essentially saying that they're here for like new segregation. One person this from the event who was picketing outside for the anti-vaxxer said, quote, and what they're doing is saying only vax people, separating humans is not okay. Those of us who have healthy immune systems should be able to enjoy these freedoms just like everybody else. This is the premise with all this anti-vax bullshit. It's your freedom is that you didn't get vaccinated.
Right.
So secondarily, then you must navigate the world based on your own philosophical decisions you've made, which is having a reckoning. Now, I'm not saying that mandating everyone, like we've talked about how that could be a slippery slope down the line, because you could see the potential for something really fucking nefarious or something to go down, or truly what kind of civil liberties you have being tested. But like in these instances where people would be like, I can't go to the Foo Fighters show because I'm too scared to get a shot, turning into this is the new segregation. Like, no, fool, because your whole identity is built off this like fake oppression narrative. So you have to constantly reinforce it with these dumb arguments. Yeah. I'm not here for it.
White people just want to be oppressed. Like,
but you know, it's not
without
just white
actually
people.
Suffering.
But
the
it's not even white people. It's people I know who are not white, who are black, who also have these same terrible takes around it. And yeah, but specifically when Ricky Schroeder shows up to like be the fucking main bad guy, who, if you remember, he like helped get bail for the Kenosha shooter kid.
That's
you know what
right.
this shit's about. It's all fucking these people don't even realize they're playing into someone else's agenda. Right. And they've just found a group of people who, I think, honestly, I would have more sympathy if people just said, I'm scared because I don't know what's going to happen. And my fear is something bad could happen. And I know they're telling me that something bad couldn't happen, but I'm still scared. Mm-hmm. I can have a little more understanding for someone who really purely was articulating their fear around it than sort of coming out here being like, this is the new Jim Crow. Like, right. Oh, hell no. Because the difference is you have the right to decide what you're doing with your bodies.
Well, somebody who has a history of being at the Garden and is also associated with this story now, unfortunately, one John Stockton, point
What's
guard for the Utah Jazz, you know, well, one of the earliest wearers of short shorts, earliest people to try and bring the short shorts back, has come out as a dipshit. He is heavily featured in a trailer for an anti-vax documentary, talking about how he has done, quote, a significant amount of research into and saying that, you know, lockdowns don't work, and that he can't believe his kids had to hear that lockdowns were a thing that the government was going to do. And the documentary itself has questions on its website like, do masks work?
Wow. Well, hey, he's done it. Did a lot of research.
Yeah,
that's not a good ad for Gonzaga.
Yeah, bad. I know, man. That must be a tough day for the Zags.
Does he still have the assist crown?
I think so.
Just make sure.
People.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, he is the person. I have been waiting since the beginning of this pandemic for him to weigh in on, you know, what we should think about public health going forward and just vaccines in general. So I'm glad he finally weighed in with his opinion.
What did he has he always been kind of like parading around with these dumbass ideas or no?
This is the first I've heard. Man, Utah does something to those basketball players. We'll just say.
Except for Donovan Mitchell.
Well, let's hope not. He's
you're saying on the other side of it, right? He comes out, he got blue contact lenses in, and he's got his skin bleached. You're like, what the fuck happened, bro?
What happened, man? Karl Malone.
Hey, yikes.
Hey, 14-year-old child bride. You can look that up. We don't need to go into detail about that. Catholics are having a big day. They are drafting up legislation to make it so that pro-choice politicians can't get communion. That's how anti-choice they are.
Fuck off. That's whatever. I mean, I wonder if Joe Biden will be crestfallen. Does that mean he can't even go up with like the Wakanda crossed arms to get the blessing at during communion?
No, he could probably get the Wakanda blessing.
But they won't give you the body and the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ,
this is his body, homie.
But man, people who are like real Catholic, like that is their jam, is communion. They really into that shit.
Who doesn't love being fed by hand by a stranger in just fantastic robes?
I mean, Have you seen the parties I've been going to, or what are you implying?
Golden robes.
In a fantastic robe.
Fantastic robes. My
That'd
God.
Be a great thing to say to a priest as you're leaving church.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, what my a fantastic God. Robe you have on.
Yeah, I don't know. This is, they also, there was a Supreme Court decision that wasn't really like a clear win for either side, but it was a group of Catholics basically advocating for their right to discriminate against same-sex couples, I believe.
Right.
So just a good day for the Catholics, all the Catholics out there being like, we got a cool Pope now.
And we can discriminate in the cases of foster homes.
So maybe we should just discriminate against Catholics from now on.
No, then that's Jim Crow.
That's right.
See how this works? See how this all works?
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about Juneteenth and Euro Cup.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And Juneteenth is trending.
Yeah,
because
tomorrow.
It is now a national holiday.
Oh, my God, Joe Biden, thank you. But really,
yes,
how about some legislation? How about some how about some reparations? How about so many things you could do? And I think that's what a lot of people feel, especially black mm-hmm. people who are like, great, that's a step. But you skipped a few other ones that are a little more pressing than making this a federally, like a federal holiday. And I think, yeah, it just speaks to, you know, all of the incrementalism that occurs legislatively and why this just feels like another fucking just little drip where it's like, look, we'll get to the big stuff, like systemic racism at some point. But how about you get this day? Editor Brian has said in the chat, as a fellow black man, he says, black people should be exempt from income tax. That's my dream reparation. Yeah, that's a start.
Yeah, man.
I mean, look, then what happens to Wesley Snipes? Does he get his time back?
Can you give it
Can
back?
You give him his time? Can he reclaim his time? But yeah, this is
the thing that, yeah. Other than this being like into, a symbolic thing is great if it's accompanied by actual change. But I also like in, I think it was 1980 when MLK Day became a thing, that was really unpopular. And rather than like then the conservative movement learning about Martin Luther King Jr.'s message, what they did is they just changed his message so it was more palatable to conservatives and the mainstream, so that it was like, hey, he was all about being colorblind. I can only imagine what they're going to do to try to make Juneteenth more palatable.
Yeah, and I mean, if for it being such a significant, like, you know, marking sort of this informal, like the last of enslaved people learning of that they were no longer enslaved, like that is monumental. And I get that, yeah, that you can recognize this as a federal holiday is great. But yes, it really feels so inadequate and bittersweet when you know of like the, you know, voting rights. How about that? You know, how about fucking just better outcomes for people who need help from, you know, that could benefit from a better social safety net. But other than that, there's some good programming. I've seen a few like corporate companies be like, check into this Juneteenth live stream. But yeah.
All right. And finally, Euro Cup is trending. This is something we talked about when it was first kicking off last week. And I just want an update because I have not paid any attention to what's going on.
Damn it. Why?
So tell the people, is there a team that you're particularly fond of?
You know, I don't have any, you know, genetic skin in the game, as it were, in terms of a country that I support, like in that sense. But because of my love for Arsenal and the, you know, French and the great Dutchman that's played for that team, I always have a soft spot for France and Holland. Although wearing a Netherlands jersey does cause problems in the city of LA because of what happened between the Netherlands and Mexico a few World Cups ago. So I will regularly be screamed at when I wear the orange shirt, but I get it.
Wow.
That's how deep this shit is, man. Like, they don't forget. And they hate Iron Robin. But yeah, right now, I think I think Wales has been a very interesting team. Sort of kind of, they've got great players, but they've been performing really well. They've gotten a lot of attention, as has Denmark, but more for tragic reasons because Christian Eriksen collapsed during the match last week and had to have, like, be...
What? Yeah,
resuscitated. Yeah, his heart he had a terrible event. And if it weren't for like the quick thinking of the people on the pitch, like he may have had a very different outcome. But he's recovering well. So there was a lot of focus on the game between Denmark and I believe it was Belgium yesterday. I honestly think who looks good, France will always be a threat because they just won the last World Cup. Belgium looks really strong too. They have like really good players coming off the bench, like the equivalent of like having like, you know, fucking AD and LeBron coming off the bench because they're like, I don't want to go hard right away. But then they come on and they just are fucking it up instantly. But it's a fun watch. And right now, England and Scotland are playing. So for all the UK Zeitgang, I know it's a bit of a grudge match for y'all out there. It's currently a draw, but it's been exciting. Even though they keep calling it Euro 2020, like, I get it. It was supposed to be then, but, like, it kind of fucks my head up when I hear it because I'm like, this is not...
Yeah.
Like, I know what we're doing, but, like, for my own like psycho-emotional health. Like, I don't want to keep hearing that I'm in 2020 right now.
Are they going to be doing that with the Olympics too? Tokyo 2020?
I'm sure, right? Because they made all that fucking so merchandise. Stupid. You know, that's the only reason they have to do that. They're like,
I mean, that logo was.
Yeah,
dope.
They're like, we're fucked because we're upside down on this merch.
I'm upside down on
so
these.
So you want hold the? They want to change it. So yeah, I don't know.
How are my people? How are the Irish?
Oh,
looking?
You know, didn't
how
qualify,
are the Irish?
Unfortunately. But you know, one day. So I don't know who you'd pick. Maybe Scotland, just because you're like fuck the crown.
But the borderlands.
Yeah. But yeah, they unfortunately didn't make it.
Do they ever? They're rarely in there, right?
Yeah, they've had a few. And look, there's a very controversial moment. You'll probably remember when Thierry Henry, they said used a Terry hand Henry, yeah. to keep Ireland hand out ball. Of the yeah. world. That was a big moam as yeah. well.
Oh, man.
So you don't want to wear an Henry jersey in Dublin.
Yeah. You tell me about it.
I got all these Henry jerseys. What was the... What are we going to do?
Wasn't there a big moment between the U.S. and Mexico recently in a
yeah they had a match that was I forget what
and the U.S. won and people were pissed right and
look that one is forever like a constant troll battle between like the fans you know taking the piss as it were
yeah having a laugh
taking a piss bruv.
The NBA, big NBA weekend. I'm wearing my Sixers hat because I just want
you
end the
it.
Hawks to put us out of put us out of our misery.
They're gonna win, Jack.
The Clippers. I'm looking forward to that game seven. Is that tonight?
I think so.
Coming up.
We got man, it's high stakes sports.
Yeah, man, high stakes sports. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending right now. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine and don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.